from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. A drought warning has been issued for all of New Jersey. The State Department of Environmental Protection is urging residents to use less water, as a lack of rain over most of the last 15 months has led to worsening conditions at reservoirs. New Jersey has been under a drought since October 1st of this year. The majority of New Jersey hospitals are doing what's needed to prevent patients from medical errors, accidents, infections, and injuries. That's according to the Leapfrog Group's Fall 2025 Hospital Safety Guide, in which hospitals are given a safety grade of A, B, C, D, or F.
New Jersey again ranks third in the nation. This time we gave more than 52% of New Jersey's hospitals an A. These hospitals are making it a priority to protect their patients from both medical errors and infections, which saves lives every day.
35 New Jersey hospitals received an A, with only one hospital getting a D. No hospitals in New Jersey got an F. Burlington County prosecutors have charged two men with a doubling killing in one month ago.
Justford Doe of Philadelphia and Giovanni Veronese of Cherry Hill are both charged with first-degree murder. They're already in prison in Philly on unrelated charges. Officials say the two men in their early 20s shot two other men around the same age as them in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven Valero gas station in Bordentown the night of November 5th. One victim walked inside the store, asked for help, then collapsed dead. The other victim died at the hospital. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Powerball jackpot for Saturday's drawing is estimated to be at $820 million. Tickets are $2 each, with the odds of hitting the jackpot roughly 1 in 292 million. The cash value is $383 million. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Will the bitter cold be with us through the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here comes the first weekend of December, and we do have a slight warm-up on the way, and there are no big storms on the horizon. Now, I can't call it pleasant necessarily, but at least there's nothing hazardous or dramatic to talk about in the forecast here. It's going to stay pretty cold tonight, but at least temperatures only drop a couple of degrees. Lows around 30. It'll be cloudy and calm overnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a flurry or a sprinkle. It'll be chilly, but not quite as cold as today, with highs around 40. Sunday into the lower 40s with a mix of clouds and sun and a chance of a late day shower. I hate to say it, but Monday looks even colder than today with a brisk wind. Partly sunny skies. Highs only make it to around the 30-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Hackensack, 30 degrees. New Brunswick, 29. Evesham, 32. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow has some great Christmas specials. Get the standard MyPillows for just $14.98. Or go to MyPillow.com and call 800-315-0584. Use promo code Jersey to take advantage of these wholesale prices.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.